Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan updates us on the happenings of the school board meeting last Thursday.
We had our finance people from Baird in to talk to us about financing for the referendum. You know, there are certain timetables that we have to be careful of, and they're working through that with us. What was really good to hear was that interest rates are at an all-time low. So we are really fortunate that that referendum passed when it did. So we'll have a special board meeting on the 1st of June to lock in to a rate and to allow someone to work with us again on this referendum money. So then the board talked a lot about the hiring of a general contractor, or really just how we're going to go about completing all of the jobs on that referendum. We have separated out about $800,000 worth of work that our building and grounds supervisor, Dave McCuskey, will oversee. The rest of it, we are going to interview five different firms, I guess, and we're going to do that on Tuesday, May 31st. This interview committee will be made up of four board members, Dave McCuskey, myself, Jeff Albers. And it is going to be open to the public, and it starts at 8:30 at the district office, and our last interview starts at 3:45. We also decided to move the June board meeting to the school forest. Now, last year we did that as well in June, and it really worked out well. The board thinks it's a good idea in the sense that it maybe brings some more people out to the school forest, or it just generates a little more interest. An awareness of our school forest and the accommodations we have out there, and really just what a neat place that is for our school district. So that'll be at 6 o'clock on June 23rd, again at the school forest. We spent a considerable amount of time talking about salary adjustments for next year. We have been looking at a salary schedule, and the salary schedule that was being considered would give employees bumps, salary increases, once they complete 5 years. So at 5 years, there would have been a salary increase. At 10 years, another one. The issues that arose with that are that the in-between years, the percent increases, the dollar increases are fairly low because we have all that dedicated money going to people finishing 5 years. So we talked a lot about the merits of that and the problems with that. And in the end, the board decided to do what they've been doing since Act 10 passed, and that is to do what they can in the budget for salary increases. Right now, that looks to be about a 1.6% increase from last year to this year in a person's salary. We still could see more money coming into salary increases, or it could just remain the same, but our budget is still something month to month that we look at. We'll know a little bit more as we fill all the positions that we need to fill and find out what those costs are. We also talked about the intervention opportunities at the high school next year, and really that's all about changing that schedule. And it was decided last night that next year at the high school, 3 days a week, students will have classes roughly 45 minutes each class, for 3 days a week. And then on 2 days of the week, they'll have four classes, and those classes will be 83, 84 minutes long. And on those 2 days where those classes are in the block or they're 83 minutes long, the last 45 minutes will be an opportunity for students to schedule themselves into a variety of different places and options. So that was decided, and that will be our schedule next year. We did approve a 10-cent increase in the lunch prices for next year. And again, this is something that we have we really have no choice to do. This is a federal program, and they require certain increases over the years, and so we have to do a 10-cent increase starting next year. So that will go into place. Staffing update. This is the time of year that we have, and this year really more than most years in the past that I've been here, we do have about, about 14 retirees. So that's a lot of jobs to fill. Administratively, we've been spending a lot of time with interviews, and we updated the board as to where we were with the positions we filled and how many we still have left to fill. We did set the date for the annual meeting. We always do that at the May board meeting, and it will be Monday, October 31st at 6 p.m., so Halloween night we'll have our annual meeting at the district office. Spent some time talking about our policies. We always do that. The policy committee gives a report on things that we're looking at. Maybe one of the more newsworthy policies that we are discussing is to allow eighth grade or pre-high school students to take math classes and get high school math credit if they can, if they're able to take math at that level in prior to high school. Then in the middle school, we are going to allow them to take that and get a high school credit for that. We finished with a look at our open enrollment report with our RVA. That's always an interesting thing to look at. We have, the enrollment in the RVA is growing, which is something that benefits the Medford School District because of being able to count them and getting revenue from them as far as our enrollment. So we talked about how many kids are coming into the Medford School District through open enrollment, and we are way over on the positive side. 3, 4, 5 times as many kids that are coming in, families that are choosing to come into our district, as are choosing to leave our district for, to go to school somewhere else.
And our thanks to Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan.